Continue on back towards the boathouse, keeping the lake shore on your right until you come to stop number 10 through the break in the trees. Stop 10, Swamp Rose. You probably noticed this thorny, shrubby plant growing at the base of many cypress trees across the lake as well. This is Swamp Rose. Its Latin name is Rosa palustris, which means swamp rose. And if you're fortunate to be visiting the lake in June or July, this is the flower providing that wonderful smell. In addition to looking pretty and smelling nice, the swamp rose is a favorite habitat of the green heron. Like any other rose, its branches are filled with sharp thorns. To the green heron, which is able to avoid these thorns, hiding in swamp rose is like hiding in an impregnable fortress. That is the last stop of this tour, but it's by no means the end of the lake. The lake holds many secrets if you just know where and how to look. Take some time to explore, make notes about what you see, and ask questions. It's amazing what you can find if you just look.